As you would expect, Jesus is the most comprehensive and elegant picture of what it means to multiply oneself in ministry. Years and years ago, I was reading through the Gospels, and I was completely blown away by what I had discovered. You see, it all started with Jesus. He had a specific message, and his message was powerful, and it was validated through miracles. As he traveled, he shared this message: "The kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe." This simple message was backed up by signs and wonders, confirming that his message was the truth. He healed the sick, he opened the eyes of the blind, and he cast out demons. At this point, there was one person doing this, Jesus, and only Jesus. Jesus shared this message with the masses. When he had finished preaching the Sermon on the Mount to like 5,000 people, he convened his core group. And Jesus was telling this core group, likely 125 followers, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his field." Now that core group had just observed 5,000 people eagerly hear this message. And the opportunity was crystal clear. The harvest was plentiful, but they just needed more workers. Then Jesus goes to the mountaintop. He prays all night long to the Lord of the harvest. And Jesus asked God the Father who he should pick to help in this field. The very next day, Jesus chooses the original 12 disciples. And this was out of likely this core group of 125 to like 150 followers. You see, Jesus selected his faithful few. Jesus immediately then provides them with a job description. But what's so interesting is that their job description is exactly the thing that Jesus himself had already been doing. Nothing new. Just do what he did, say what he said. Jesus commands, "Say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe." Their simple message was also backed up by signs and wonders confirming that the message was the truth. Just like Jesus, they healed the sick, they opened the eyes of the blind, and they cast out demons. As he sent out the 12, he told them to say the exact same things that he'd been sharing. He also told them to do the exact same miracles to validate his exact same message. You see, Jesus was making more of himself. Jesus was multiplying his efforts. Now, he sent them out in pairs. Now, instead of one lone voice sharing this message, there were now seven voices sharing this message. Now, how in the world did I get seven? Well, you have Jesus, plus you have the 12 disciples in pairs. That's six. So six plus one is seven. The point here is things had grown. The means of communication of this message was starting to multiply. Now, when Jesus returned, he took them up on a mountain for rest and reflection. They shared and swapped stories of their ministry experiences. They reflected, and Jesus gave some advice and instruction. The process that I want you to kind of follow is this: you watch me, I teach you, you do ministry, we reflect together. Sometime later, you see, Jesus did this exact same thing all over again, but this time he chose 70 people. He looked again for another group of people who would be qualified as his faithful few. Same message, same miracles. Now there were 42 voices sharing this message. And again, how in the world did I get to 42? Well, Jesus is one, the original disciples in pairs of two, six. The 70 in pairs is 35. So 35 plus six plus one, 42. We went quickly from one to six to 42. You see, things are multiplying. Again, this is the same pattern. You watch me, I teach you, you do ministry, we reflect together. Then something amazing happens. Jesus dies on the cross, is raised from the dead, and right before he ascends into heaven, he shares this thing called the Great Commission. And he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, this effort to multiply, you see, it carried on throughout the ages. And now we are a part of this majestic ministry of multiplication. In the same pattern, you see, that Jesus used, it ought to be set in motion for us as well. Bottom line, show, send, reflect, and repeat.